A press conference and rally in defense of immigrants got underway at 5 p.m. in New York City. On the fifth anniversary of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program, the New York Immigration Coalition was in Manhattan as part of a national day of action, demanding an end to discriminatory attacks on undocumented immigrant communities. Anu Joshi is the Immigration Policy Director at the New York Immigration Coalition.
800,000 young people have been protected from deportation and have been given work permits and really been able to become full members of their communities. They've gone to school, they have jobs, they've bought homes, they own cars, and they always were, but DACA allowed them to really fulfill all of their potential and to become integral members of our community. The DACA program is at risk. It's being threatened by 10 attorneys general, led by the Texas Attorney General. President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions have not inspired confidence in the recent months that they really understand how critical this program is.
20 state attorneys general, including New York Democrat Eric Schneiderman, have called on the administration not to tamper with DACA. Brian McCormick is the executive director of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Many of its members are attending the rally.
We are doing our part as New Yorkers to take initiative and participate in that National Day of Action. It's an opportunity for us to raise the narrative of immigrant communities, our communities, and to mobilize more people to continue to protect DACA and TPS.
McCormick says more than a million people are at risk of deportation under the Trump administration, which in the coming months will be deciding whether to continue TPS or temporary protected status programs for 10 different countries affected by civil war, natural disaster, or other extraordinary conditions.
There are a number of deadlines throughout the next year that will be points in which the administration decides whether or not to extend temporary protected statuses to specific countries that are currently eligible for it.
Joshi says the rally, one of many happening across the country, is about sharing stories, elevating issues, and raising awareness.
350,000 people have been provided relief from deportation and granted work permits because their countries are experiencing humanitarian crisis and they cannot return to their countries. The Department of Homeland Security controls that program, and they have not said for certain whether it will be allowed to continue.
Countries with TPS include El Salvador, Nicaragua, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.